98.5 The Wire, news station in Orlando, Pine Hills. Ty here, 30 for 30. Emmett Till today.
Mm-hmm.
Very relevant.
Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it. If you haven't heard about Emmett Till, you will know about Emmett Till about time we get off radio today. On the phone line, family member of Emmett Till, Erica Gordon Taylor, spokesman for the Mamie Till Mamie Mobley Till Foundation, out of Chicago. Erica, how you doing today?
I'm fine. I'm spokesperson for the Mamie Till Mobley Estate.
Okay.
And I have the foundation, the Mamie Till Mobley Foundation.
That's good. That's good. And when you said estates, that means you speak on behalf of Emmett Till then?
I speak on behalf of the family, yes. Of the estate, yes.
There has been a lot that has transpired over the past year, most recently with the lady saying that she lied about the Emmett Till story. And how do you feel when you hear that?
Well, each of us has different feelings. I'm sure by now you've seen several different interviews. You've heard Wheeler's interviews. Wheeler has forgiven, and he's been ostracized and crucified all over social media because he said he forgave Carolyn Bryant, and he was so pleased that she finally came out and spoke and recanted her story because Emmett was perceived in such a negative light as though he deserved what he had gotten. And for her to come out and finally say that she lied, that has Emmett seen in a different light and perspective now. And it clears his name. And for Wheeler, that made, you know, that gave him peace. For me, when she came out, I was kind of shocked that she spoke at all. But we all knew that, you know, we knew she lied as a family because our family members were there. So as far as her coming out and saying that she lied, that wasn't a surprise as far as what she was saying. We were just kind of so much surprised that she said something at this point in time.
Right.
As time went on, maybe for about a week, initially I was just kind of shocked and kind of numb. But as I saw the effects of her statement on my family, as I saw how it emotionally impacted my mother and Wheeler, my mom, she started to weep. And she said she would have these sporadic moments. We would be on the phone or I'd be around her. And she would just randomly cry. And she said that she felt like Mamie was crying through her. And so as I witnessed these things, I started to become angry and angrier. And so for me, and I heard Wheeler say during an interview that we did together that hate destroys the hater. And so that resonates with me. And I keep hearing that because I don't want to be that person who hates. I don't hate her, but I am not at that place where I have forgiven. I'm not that. I'm a different generation.
And that's
I
right.
lived with Mamie. You know, I lived with Mamie for so many years, from 6 months on up. I grew up in the home with Emmett's mother, Mamie Till. My mom grew up in the home with her. We took care of her. So for the majority of my life until she died in 2003, every tear that I saw or I wiped from Mamie's face was a tear of a lie. That caused her son. So I'm still trying to resolve that as a Christian and trying to, you know, get to that place of complete forgiveness. So I understand, you know, I understand our community when they say we're always quick to forgive. We've been taught to forgive, you know. Why do we have to be the ones to always forgive what they do to our people? I hear what the public is saying, and I feel it. You know, I'm not numb to it. I feel it, and I understand it. But at the same time, I don't want to hate someone and have that hate destroy me internally. You know, so I'm dealing with that right now.
Wow.
And so, you know, I'm at that place where, you know, Mamie forgave Emmett's murderers and forgave her. And she, that was in her very last public statement before she died. It's on video where she's saying that she forgave, you know, and I just can't fathom within myself how she forgave these people and for what they did to her child.
Exactly.
You know, so if she can forgive, you know, how can I, you know, how could I not forgive? But I'm going to be honest, I'm still molding and working on that part, you know.
Hey,
so,
you go at your own pace and you might not get there. You know, you just go at your own pace.
Right.
Go at
right.
your own pace.
That's something you have to deal with, you know, on your own. So,
question for you, Erica. Did Mrs. Till have any other kids?
No, she did not.
Mm.
Wow.
This is the only child.
There's an interview out where I just saw that someone in Georgia did an interview and they said that they were Emmett's first cousin. Now, I'm not saying that they're not because we really don't know a lot about Emmett's father's side, but there are so many different interviews popping out where people are saying they're cousins of Emmett Till, and they're doing these interviews.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just going to say that the official spokespeople, you know, are myself, Wheeler, Parker Jr., and Simeon Wright. And so legally, we are the official spokespeople for the Till family. During Black History Month, we have a huge family. There are people we don't even know in our family. And so I'm not saying that these are not relatives, but we may not know them.
Wow.
So, you know, it's just been kind of crazy right now. You know, we're seeing people on television, cousin of Emmett Till, and we're like, who is that? You know,
wow.
It's just been really crazy.
Because you're reachable.
Yeah,
you know,
if they're trying to,
I can't believe that they would bypass you. You are a firsthand source. You were raised in the same household as Emmett Till. Did your auntie?
Well, no, not myself. I was raised in the same household with Emmett Till's mother and grandmother. But now my mother, she grew up in the home with Emmett.
Okay.
And my grandparents and my mom and her siblings, they all lived in the home with Emmett. She lived in the house with Emmett when he was murdered.
Mm.
She, you know, she's the only living relative that's left that can actually tell the Chicago side of the story as to what was going on in 1955 when Emmett was kidnapped. She's the only one left who can tell what was happening during the kidnapping in Chicago with Mamie on this side. While everyone always hears the story about what was happening in Mississippi, there was a lot going on in Chicago, and my mother's the only living relative that's left to tell her story.
Now,
so she's just now starting to speak out and talk about it because, you know, they didn't have treatment for post-traumatic stress disorder for families and people who lost back in 60 years ago. And so I see she kind of has emotionally, it's difficult for her to talk about. And I've kind of talked to her and said, hey, it's time, Mom. We got to try to tell your story because you're the last one. And it needs to be told before something happens to you, God forbid.
That's right.
But she started telling the story more lately.
Well, there's been several movies, documentaries out there. Which documentaries, movies is the Emmett Till family connected to?
Right now, we are not connected to any of them.
Okay. Is there any of them out there that they consult with you on to get advice?
No.
Wow.
Nobody is talking to our family right now about any of the movies. We were doing a movie with Chaz Ebert and Christopher Benson, but that since has been put to a halt at this point. But right now, no one has spoken to us. Will Smith and Jay-Z, they have not contacted the family. They're doing something I heard with Devery Anderson and his book. Keith might be consulting with my cousin Simeon. You can ask him about that. Okay. I think he is consulting with my cousin.
Okay.
He may be the only one that's consulting with a family member.
Wow.
But outside of that, no one else, all of these projects, movies, plays, everything that you see going on, everybody's profiting off of our family's pain, but they are not consulting with our family.
Mm.
They are not contributing to the family, to the foundation, the family's foundation, the Mamie Till Mobley Memorial Foundation, that is the family's foundation. The estate helps to run it. No one has called us and said, hey, you know, we want to do this film with so-and-so. You know, Devery Anderson, during his research, he contacted so many people. He contacted me. He did so much research. He contacted Mamie. I remember when he contacted her, it was on the calendar, on the wall, because I lived in the house. You would think that they would want to give back to her estate. But see, what happens is, since Mamie passed away, people don't know who to contact, or they don't care who to contact. But she has an estate, and she left people to be her voice.
Right.
And the people who are her voice are the people that were closest to her and who know what, you know, who know what she would like said and how she wanted her legacy continue.
Wow.
And so I think they forget that when, you know, that there is an estate in place for Mamie Till Mobley. She still has a voice. Just because she's gone doesn't mean she can't be heard.
Exactly. On the phone line, Erica Gordon Taylor, representing the Emmett Till family estate. We got a question question for you. How can people find out about the foundation? How can they contribute?
They can find us at Mamie Till Mobley Foundation.org. And we have now assumed and we have taken on Mamie's original name, the Emmett Till Foundation. I just have not decided how I'm going to utilize it, because that foundation was originally started by Mamie's mother, Alma Spearman, and it had dissolved after Mamie died.
Okay.
So we want to somehow reinstate that name, the original name, the Emmett Till Foundation, because of the historical, relevance of it. And so... they can reach us at emmettillfoundation.org. We're on social media, on Facebook, Mamie Till Mobley Foundation. We're on Twitter at Emmett Till Talks. And there's a donation tab on our website. And I had just posted something about donations on our foundation page, and there's a link, because a few people, we haven't gotten massive donations, but we've received a few donations from people recently, which I thought was really, really special to me, because we don't get a lot of donations.
Mm.
And since this happened, we've gotten a few donations. And the notes that come with the donations are what matter most to me, and what the people are saying in support of what's been going on.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But that's how you can find the Mamie Till Mobley Foundation.
Erica Gordon Taylor on the phone line. What would you think? Do you think what happened to your cousin, Emmett Till, can happen today?
It has happened today, but in a different way. There have been a couple of incidents where there was a young man, I can't think of his name right now. He was hung from a swing set. Then you had another gentleman. I can't think of their names right now, because I haven't been speaking about them recently.
Okay.
Found beaten, and he was dating a white woman, and it was because he was dating this white woman, and they didn't want him dating this white woman, that he was murdered. And I have received, I think the name was Victor something. I can't think of the last name.
Okay.
But there are instances that we don't hear about in the public eye, in the public, that murders are happening because of interracial dating. And then you have murders today that are not as horrific as Emmett Till's, but they are significant in the sense, whereas I was just out with Sabrina Fulton and Trayvon Martin, they were here promoting and doing a book signing this week, and we were out to dinner. And I was telling Sabrina how much she reminds me of Mamie with her strength and how, and the things she said. She almost repeats things Mamie used to say when she was alive.
Mm.
For example, every day Mamie would quote, "In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path."
Mm.
Every single day of her life. And that's something that I hear Sabrina say all the time, and she quoted it the other night at the disciple, "In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path." But the strength, I think that, you know, Trayvon Martin, when he was murdered, it's not the same type of murder, but his murder started a movement.
Mm.
Got the young people stirred up.
That's right.
And it started a movement. When Emmett was murdered, it got young people. People don't realize young people got stirred up too when Emmett was murdered. And it started a movement. And so there are similarities in the fact that movements were started.
Exactly.
And ever since Trayvon was the first one in our generation that started the movement. And then if you just look at how many more that have died since then, and it's just been one movement, and it's been ongoing.
So
I think you have to look at more than just how the murder happened, but what has happened since the murder. What has the murder caused to happen? What was the cause and the effect? Look at the effect of the murder as well. So look at the effect of Emmett's murder and the movement. Look at the effect of Trayvon's murder and the movement that it started. It galvanized the movement. And so I told her, I said, you know, Mamie called Emmett a sacrificial lamb. She resolved that Emmett was lent to her only but for a short while, and that God loaned her to him. And I told Sabrina while we were at dinner, I said, I feel that the same way. I feel that Trayvon was loaned to you and Tracy. Tracy was with us as well. I said, but for a short while, because there was a bigger plan for his life. He was a sacrificial lamb, and there was a greater purpose. And she's, and you know, and they agreed. So you have to look at things from different perspectives.
Right.
Indeed.
Wow. Erica, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today as we honor Emmett Till, his legacy. And you're right, he sparked the civil rights movement. Trayvon Martindale sparked another movement, Black Lives Matter movement, and I Am Trayvon movement, the Hoodie
Indeed.
Movement.
Yes.
And so there are strong similarities. Both of these young brothers were innocent people, gunned down, and both of them never got justice. Thank you so much to be available to talk to our people here in Pine Hills in Orlando, Florida. Nothing but blessings to you and the family.
Thank you.
Okay.
And please let me just mention, there is going to be a rally in Mississippi on the 27th of this month.
Right.
And it's at noon on the steps of the Capitol in Jackson, Mississippi.
Good. We're working on getting the organizer on air very soon to talk about that, too. Thanks.
Wonderful.
Thanks. Take care, Erica. Make sure you have a great day, all right?
Thank you. You too.
All right. Take care. There you go. There you go.
Wow.
Prime Hills, Orlando. Erica Gordon Taylor, spokesman for the family of Emmett Till.
Isn't that interesting how so many folks taking advantage, like she said, taking advantage of their pain?
Mm.
And wow, that's
capitalizing.
Yeah, it's mind-boggling, man.
It is. Afternoon Jams, 98.5 The Wire.